Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 242, 242. We've been personalizing Psalm 91. If you've been following this podcast, by now you know we personalize Psalm 91. We're now on verse 10. Verse 10b, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. And we know plague means what? Nega in Hebrews. That is what it means. Nega. And nega means what? Blow. No blow. Nobody's going to throw you a blow. No throwing a blow on your kidneys. No throwing a blow of ulcers on your stomach. No throw a blow of disease on your knee. None of it. It will not come near. You must resist and say, no blow will come near my body. This is your portion. This is what Jesus has done for you. And you have to take it and possess it. So we're talking about laying hands on the sick and they will recover. Mark chapter 16. And I've said that some of us, we say, if I lay hands on the sick, how do I know they'll recover? So I remember that one man of God was talking with God in the same way. He said, God, listen, you said we should lay hands on the sick. I've been doing it, but I'm not seeing 100%. I have laid hands on some people, they recovered. Some I laid hands on and they did not recover. They did not recover. You know, and this is the way a lot of people think. A lot of Christians, even believers, pastors, bishops. This is sometimes the way we think. We lay hands on this. And people will tell you the number of people whom they lay hands on and the people died. Or the people became worse. Or the people had to be rushed to the hospital. You know, and you're thinking in this way. He said, we kept saying, and he said, when Billy said, God rebuked him. He said, I said, you will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He said, God, listen. I did and they did not. I said, in Mark 16, you will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He said, God, and he said, now the finally God spoke to him. Stanley, I said it. I do not lie. I said it. Then God explained to him, listen, he said, and I don't want you to ever forget this. Ever, do not. Make sure you do not, never forget this. He said, anytime you lay hands on the sick, my recovery comes to the person. It's just that some people are not able to take the recovery. Oh, so now do you understand? Now I understand. Now I understand why some people hands are laid on them and it's as though nothing had happened to them. It's because they are not able to receive the recovery that God brings to them. So it means that if you're going to lay hands on the sick, then teach them a bit on how to receive the recovery, how to receive their miracle, that you lay hands, but the recovery comes to them, to their spirits, because of what Jesus has already done. That's where you start from. Listen, if you start from, is Jesus now going to die? Is he now going to carry their sick? No, he did that. He did that. It's in the past. Healing is not in front of us. Healing is behind us. If you are born again believer, healing is behind you. Healing has already happened. So you see, do not get confused about this. This is what Jesus has done. So because it is already done, I lay hands, and the recovery that has been bought and parceled in that person's name comes to him. So it's just the ability to receive. And I keep saying, if you put your gear in reverse and you tell me, come and push me, you are doing me a disservice. I will struggle. But you put it in what is it, neutral? Yes, I think so. I've forgotten, I've been using a automatic. So, but That is when I'll be able to push you. So there are people, you tell them this, and they just go along with you. And I've seen it happen several times where we go to a place where they do not even know Jesus. Some people have never heard the word hallelujah. They don't know what hallelujah means or how to even say it. I have to teach them from the beginning. When I say praise the Lord, say hallelujah. Teach them all this. They know nothing. There's nothing about Jesus. But when you tell them about the work he has done for them, they just say, okay, I want it. I believe. And you just lay hands, and the people recover. So it is teaching the people to receive, how to receive from God. And then you just lay hands, and the person recovers. Who is bringing the recovery? God. Mine is to lay hands. Who brings the recovery? God. If I let God do his own thing, I wouldn't need to struggle. You're blessed, bye.